1270, The Buzz. The Buzz. 1270 The Buzz welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello, and thank you very much for joining us on this beautiful Northern Nevada day. Sunshine, real crisp and cool out there. And of course, it is Saturday, which in the political world means caucus. It's caucus.
Today.
Today is it. The 4th. Today.
I'm glad you pointed that out to me.
And here to join us today is Sean Carey, who is a political columnist for the News and Review. We're going to bring him in a couple of minutes. Also, Isaiah, who wants to talk about the caucus, very politically minded, has his own radio show here locally, wants to talk about it. So I thought I better bring all and anyone in because caucus, I'm not sure exactly what that is, to be honest with you, and how it all comes together, but I'm going to ask Sean. He's going to tell us. Also, Boone Cutler is going to be joining me in the 3 o'clock hour. He's an author, warfighter is what he considers himself, radio personality, and knows everything there is just about to know about the Middle East over there, military-wise anyway. So he'll be an interesting guest. And Christine Hiltz, she got a new album out. She's a singer-songwriter, and looking forward to talking to her and checking out her music. But first of all, welcome my co-host, JP. JP, how are you today?
I'm good.
You got an attitude? You feeling all right? What's happening?
I do have an attitude.
You do?
You'll find out in my common sense today.
Ah, and that's about?
The unemployment stats they released yesterday.
Oh, you don't believe them?
Oh, I don't believe them for a second.
They're not true.
I don't think anybody else does either.
I don't either. I don't think anybody's working for any money anymore. Are you?
Even the ones who are working, yeah.
I know it. Working, but not making any money. Okay, well, that'll be interesting to hear. Also, the caucus, very important for Nevada today, so we're going to talk about that. In the world hot topics, though, you know, we talked about last week the UN going into Iran again to check on their nuclear capabilities.
That didn't last long, did it?
No. Tensions already, Israel and Iran, they're on the rise. A group of top Israeli leaders engaged in a round of saber-rattling, they call it, Thursday, with Iran's supreme leader. That's what they call him, the supreme leader. They want to, yeah. I thought it was really interesting. All kinds of stuff going on. The defense minister, Yud Barak.
I thought that was Diana Ross. Isn't she the supreme leader?
In a way, yeah.
Just a joke.
We could
I'm
learn
sorry.
A lot from her. Speaking of, we'll talk about Don Cornelius. You brought that up.
Oh,
him
yeah.
passing on. So that's something else to talk about. But anyway, Israel and Iran going at it again, says that an Israeli strike would be a gift for Iran.
I'll give them
it's
that
getting
gift.
Scary over there, man.
Give them a gift.
It's getting really scary over there. Sean Carey, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
What do you think of this going on?
The
UN over there again. I mean, nothing has changed, has it?
Not really. There's a lot of unrest in the world.
They're still going to hide whatever they don't want them to see.
Naturally. That's their modus operandi.
Well, I'm not understanding why they keep stirring up everything. You know, the Germans are going to be taking over there very soon. They're the only ones keeping low profile right now. It's the Germans. Russia's in upheaval. Too much going on.
Yeah, they're not happy with Putin, are they?
Mm-mm, they're not. The temperature is rising over there.
Having a Russian
you,
spring.
Heating it up. Yeah. I can't imagine what's going to happen. We'll see, though. But a couple of war mongrels, I mean, they get Netanyahu pissed off. And Jaminabanabahadhad. That guy,
Akhmadinejad.
Yeah. And what's going to happen? Let's put him in the rink.
I don't know why
he's
making all this big talk. I mean, he said
I don't know. They've been going on forever.
Remember he told the U.S. not to come back into the Gulf, and they just chugged right in there with an aircraft carrier. So what good did all his talk do?
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of here. Boom, we go right back in.
Why is that? Well, it's got to be somebody's wanting us over there.
Now they're talking about they want an ICBM that can reach America. I just don't believe that Iran is capable of building an ICBM to reach America.
Well, I would say don't even challenge them on that because, you know, their head's already this huge. I mean, stay in your own little corners, what I say, and live however you want to. That's what I say. We need to get off their oil line. And if we can do that, we don't have to put up with all that. It's just crazy. I mean, it's crazy talk. And the world has gotten so big and the power is so great.
Here's the thing. You can't just build an ICBM that travels that far in secret. You can't just put it up in the warehouse and nobody can see it. You have to test it. You have to have this giant thing that you construct. Then you have to put it in place so that it can shoot. I mean,
well, how do they think they're going to be able to hide
it's
that?
It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous to think they're doing it.
It's almost kindergarten
don't you
stuff.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
I don't know if I go that far. It's pretty scary. I mean, when they get crazy over there, it's pretty scary to think what it is they want to do. Also, something else, skipping over him, did you hear about the hackers? The hackers hacking into the FBI?
That's got to be embarrassing.
I know it. And while they were having their little meeting between the UK and the US, the hacker was recording whole thing.
And they were meeting about hacking.
They were meeting about the hackers.
And the hackers were listening.
And the hackers were listening.
It's kind of funny. You know?
I know it is kind of funny. But they've identified a couple of them, and they're looking for about four other guys.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea to anger the FBI, but...
The law enforcement source said that they took a call that took place on January 17th, and that one concerned investigations by the British authorities into the Lulzsec hacker group. That's what they're called. Lulzsec.
So they've already busted a couple of them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they have. They've busted a couple of them. The agency has been investigating Anonymous for quite a few years, more than a year now, they're saying, a couple of years. They've been investigating. So it's 24... Some of the emails that were released, they're saying, related to the 2005 deaths of 25 unarmed Iraqi civilians during the U.S. military raid at Haditha.
Yeah.
So they posted those. Yeah. 2.6 gigabytes of information from the firm, including detailed records, transcripts, testimony, trial evidence, and legal defense donation records. Wow. Yeah. So nobody's really responded to all this or what's going to happen or what the repercussions are, but they've got a couple in custody and three other that they're looking at so far.
Yeah. But the Anonymous,
you know, you can go to school and be a hacker now. You can
Anonymous
learn.
Is a huge group of hackers, so even though they bust a few of them each time, there's always more of them left.
And they're just beginning the laws with hackers, so I can't imagine. It's probably like a misdemeanor. You know what I mean? I mean, isn't that the way it usually starts out?
Different countries have different laws.
How much damage can be done? Starts out a misdemeanor, and then, whoo! But hacking into the FBI says something about our security, right? I mean, the FBI should be employing those hackers, right?
Yeah, I think they do sometimes.
Are you alive today? Hello! JP, you're very low-key today. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all
right. You just mellow and... Enjoying your Saturday?
I was just thinking about, you know, the other side of the hacker thing is the piracy that they're trying to crack down on. And yesterday in the news, Poland just pulled out. They don't want to participate in the anti-piracy thing of the Obama administration. So remember the SOPA conflict?
Who asked them to be involved?
Well, if everybody's not involved, it doesn't work.
Well, I noticed that on Windows 7.
Will just go to the countries that don't have any
I
laws.
Can't rip some of my CDs. What's up with that?
Yeah.
That's really making me angry.
And then Super Bowl weekend, Tom Brady admitted the other day that he listened to the Super Bowl, watched the Super Bowl on a pirated TV network in Costa Rica last year.
That's part of that's part of life. You know what I mean?
That must have made the NFL angry that their star quarterback is admitting that.
Well, he's not known for brains, right? Just moves. Yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah, a lot going on. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. What else over here were we talking about? Oh, you know, the fondling never ends.
Oh, that's on my list of stories.
Unbelievable. Another teacher has been arrested.
And this is disgusting.
Miramonte Elementary School in Los Angeles, which is, I think, not East L.A. Is it East L.A.?
I don't know.
I'm from that area down there, east, west, north, south, maybe South L.A. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've been watching him. Friday, they arrested him. A little bit different, though. They had another arrest earlier in the week of another guy and him. You know, I mean, it's just...
And are you going to mention on the air what he was doing?
Martin Bernard Springer, accused of fondling two students in the classroom.
Oh, you're in a different one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the first one, then.
Mike Parker. No, that's the captain. From Miramonte. Teacher Mark Burnt, right? He was accused of taking lewd photos of children... So they don't know whether the two teachers allegedly committed it together, if they knew about each other. But they're hooked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they found out that they're hooked up. Burnt, a 30-year-old teaching veteran, he's being held on $23 million. $1 million for each of the 23 counts he's facing. Lewd acts on a child. About 15 angry parents showed up outside the school on Friday.
Yeah, I heard. I read
a mob.
Some of the quotes.
They call that a mob, don't they?
Yeah, I read some of the quotes from those parents. I don't blame them for being angry.
I know it.
The way the system works is the school knew there was an issue for like almost a whole school year before they informed anybody.
That's right.
So the teacher was still teaching.
He was still there. And the parents were complaining, as a matter of fact, that he was still there teaching.
Right.
How does that happen?
Well, and I can see the investigator's side. They want to finish their investigation before the guy gets word that they're after him.
Well, he was finally removed January. He was finally removed last month.
Right.
And they found about 400 photographs were collected by investigators showing children blindfolded.
Right. That's
tapes
the
over their mouth, cockroaches on their face. Did you hear about that? Cockroaches on their face. He released cockroaches on them. And
you still haven't mentioned the worst part of this.
Which one? Oh, do I know it?
What he was feeding them. He was giving them teaspoons of his own, you know what.
That's what that was all about?
Is that disgusting? I mean, what is going on in the world? Sandusky and now Bernie Fine, though, I guess that case is falling apart. Remember the coach of the basketball team, the Syracuse basketball coach?
Yeah, right. They're saying that he did everything he was supposed to do legally.
I guess two of the accusers have recanted it or admitted they're lying.
Who paid him off?
I don't get this.
Somebody paid him off?
It's bad enough that this stuff happens. I just don't understand the people who lie about it and make it up.
Well, you don't understand lying about it, making it up?
No, I mean, that just seems like it makes it worse for everybody.
It's that copycat thing.
I don't get it.
You know, it's that copycat. You don't know. I mean, you don't know if they lied and took it back. Were they just trying to get some publicity? That's not exactly good publicity. You know, I don't know. It's just sick.
Yep.
My gosh.
Yep.
I think the safest job probably in the world these days is psychologists or...
Why? Because there's going to be so many
people. Yes, because there's so many sickos out there. I mean, it's just on and on. Mm. I was reading something, too, that I brought in last week that we didn't get to. It says 20% of adults, of most Americans, have some kind of mental illness.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before.
And that's really just proof. Yeah, about 20% of American adults suffer from some sort of mental illness every year. About 5% experience serious disorders that disrupt work, their family, their social life. That's a government survey. What are they wasting their money on that for, right?
They could be right. I work in political journalism.
Sickos.
Yeah.
Sickness everywhere, right?
Yeah. I think I've got it.
Yeah, but you're kind of a healthy sick,
are you talking
sick,
about
I think.
The people you work with or the politicians?
The politicians.
Well, the politicians, I know it.
The fact that I keep doing this.
Well, yeah, you are a little, but you've got to be a political writer. We're talking, of course, to Sean Carey here, who has a column in the News and Review. Do you write that every week? Is that a weekly thing?
Yes.
Jeez, how could you find enough? Well, that's a stupid question. Yeah. Plenty going on politically, right?
Absolutely.
Who was your column on this week? Anybody in particular or just...
My column this week, I dealt with the resurgence of Newt Gingrich, which actually was a good thing for the state of Nevada, because prior to this, Nevada's caucuses were completely irrelevant.
All right, you know what? I can't wait to talk about that. Stay right there. We're going to take our break. Sean Carey is here. I can't wait. I want to talk about the caucus and find out more information. I need to know these things. So do you, JP. Stay right there. Thank you very much. You're with Broadview, and we'll be right back.
1270, The Buzz.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartlidge Cartlidge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartlidge Cartlidge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us today. JP is here, my co-host. Also, we're here with Sean Carey, who is a political columnist for the News and Review. And maybe just treat me like I really don't know anything about it. It's not very hard of a stretch. What is a caucus and who votes in a caucus? Do we all vote in a caucus or is it all politicians?
No, it's not politicians that vote in a caucus, well, unless they choose to participate as civilians. There's a difference between what a caucus is and what a primary is, and Nevada actually has both. We have our regular primary in June, which is where we go into the polls, which is a function of the Secretary of State's office. We go into the polls and we vote for the slate of candidates that we wish to see advance onto the general election. Nevada's caucuses are different, and the caucus is a function of the party itself. And the reason we use the caucus process to select our presidential nominee as opposed to the primary process, which we could do, the state party could make that decision. The reason we do it this way is so that we can have the nominating contest at the beginning of the cycle, not at the end. Because if we were to select our presidential nominee in June, the race is long since over.
That's for sure, huh?
Yes. So the state party has elected, well, the state party in concert with the national party has elected to have a caucus, which is where a group of Republican operatives go down and they participate in, they get together and they debate the candidates in a presidential preference poll, which is the first part of the caucus process. Then from there, they spend their time dealing with the way they want their county platform to look. They elect delegates to the central committee.
I'm off the bus already. We got so many subcommittees.
So in other words, the party is run by the voters in the state of Nevada.
Hopefully,
so
yeah.
You can go in and say, I would like to be part of that committee because we have a county central committee, and then you have a state central committee, and those are the committees that dictate what the Republican Party platform is in the state of Nevada.
A certain amount of people on the committee?
Yes.
Is it already set? There's only a certain amount of people who can be on the committee.
That's correct. And then there'll be open seats, and then you could say, I would like to sit on the Washoe County Central Committee, and then you're nominated, the nomination is second, voted on, and then so on and so forth.
So in a caucus, it's really a district. I mean, there's districts for the caucuses,
it's
right?
It's set up by precinct, yes.
And that has to do with the zoning.
Yes.
Okay. How many are there in Northern Nevada?
How many caucuses are there? There's only just the one caucus.
Well, how many districts are coming to the...
There's hundreds of precincts.
Really?
Yeah, and the caucuses are taking place in schools. Well, they've already concluded for the day. It happened this morning.
Yeah, okay. Right.
What are the results?
We don't know yet,
We don't know the results yet for several different reasons. Number one, the caucus votes are still being tabulated. They will then be sent off to the state party for certification before the results are released. Nevada is in an interesting situation, however, because there was some religious dust-up with those who cannot participate in events like this on the Sabbath.
Religious dust?
There was some.
You mean like it would be a Jehovah's Witness or are Mormons? Are there their day of celebration on Saturday? Jews too?
So what we're doing is then tonight there will be a second round of caucuses taking place at 7 p.m. tonight for like the Jewish Nevadans who cannot participate.
So they just have to wait until 7 o'clock in the evening.
Whoa, what's that?
Whoa, I'm being processed in there.
There will be a second round of voting for that particular contest, and then after that we will start to see results. After those results have been tabulated and sealed, then we will start to see the numbers come out.
Who gets the numbers first? Who knows the
state party knows the numbers first.
Ah, and is that in Vegas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Should have known that.
Hopefully they do a better job in Iowa, which took weeks to come up with a result.
Well, it can take weeks. I mean, there's a lot of votes. I mean,
it could take weeks. It's not going to. The thing with Iowa is the results were so close that they were getting down to...
Close?
To,
8?
Romney originally won by 8 votes, and then followed by Santorum winning by, I think, 34.
So Santorum, I hear he's just going to continue on. He's not getting out.